Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
We're in one of the most interesting and unfortunately politically polarizing times in our nation's history as we approach what will be Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s 88th birthday and also the inauguration of our 45th president. I feel compelled to discuss unity. I'm inclined to believe in my mind and heart that much of the political, racial, socioeconomic, and religious polarization that we see in mainstream media is catastrophized. Do I believe that discrimination is happening nationwide and that many are feeling directly attacked or affected? Yes. Do I believe that everyone who voted for President-elect Trump is something ending with an ist, misogynist, racist, etc.? No. What I believe is this. Many in our nation are feeling unheard, unsafe, and disregarded socially, financially, sexually, and or religiously, and that it's manifesting in many ways. I believe the election of Donald Trump gives us myriad positive opportunities and blessings if we'll allow it. Opportunities to question how we define our neighbors, what ideals we would like to aspire to as Americans, and how we'd like to enliven them, what level of government we'd like to see, and how as regular citizens we are to hold our elected officials accountable, and perhaps most pressing right now, how we can discuss tough issues around race openly with civility and compassion. Many of you know me as the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, an organization I've been proud to be a part of for 21 years and lead for the last eight. On Sunday, January 15th, I'll be inducted as our region's NAACP president, a volunteer position. The NAACP is our nation's oldest civil rights organization, formed partly in response to the horrific practice of lynching. Appalled at the violence that was committed against blacks, a group of white liberals that included Mary White Ovington and Oswald Garrison Villard, both the descendants of abolitionists, issued a call for a meeting to discuss racial justice. Some 60 people, seven of whom were African American, signed the call, which was released on the centennial of Lincoln's birth. The NAACP's stated goal is to secure for all people the rights guaranteed in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution. The NAACP's principal objective is to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of minority group citizens of the United States and to eliminate racial prejudice. I'm proud and nervous about taking on the charge as NAACP president. All of my immediate paternal family members have been lifetime members of the NAACP, and we've done our best to help the NAACP enliven their core tenets, as well as doing all that we can to be positive, contributing members of our respective communities. As NAACP president, I look forward to the opportunity to provide venues for people from all walks of life to have transparent, challenging, thought-provoking, heart-opening, and civil conversations about race and how we really are more alike than we are different. I invite you to participate in our meetings, which take place the third Sunday of every month at 3:30 p.m., and our next meeting will take place on Sunday, January 15th, 3:30 p.m. at the Labor Temple. This is Liz Smith, and I am honored to be giving you today's community comment on KINS.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.